Hi everyone, this is Patrick Wirtz with Microsoft. Today we're going to be going through and adding Azure AD Identity Protection to the modern Azure portal, often referred to as IVISA. In previous videos, we'd actually gone through and looked at adding an EMS E5 trial license, which Identity Protection is a part of, licensing a user, and now we're kind of at that last step of logging into portal.azure.com. And adding that module, the blade, if you will, to the to our view, and then we're going to go through and actually see what that looks like. So, after logging into portal.azure.com with a global admin account, I'm going to go in and type in Azure AD Identity Protection, and it'll be my first hit here. That's going to load the module into the Azure portal. Once we do that, the first thing we probably want to do is pin that to our all-up dashboard. So clicking on the little pin up here will actually add to that dashboard. And really what identity protection is it's allowing all of those signals that are coming in inside and outside of Azure Active Directory and being able to understand what the risk is. So for instance, if you've got impossible travel scenarios, a user logs in at the same time from the East Coast and the West Coast of the United States, well, that's a risk behavior. We want to better understand what's going on there. What the center will also do, it's actually one of my favorite features of it, is that it'll actually go in and search the dark webs of the world, the auction sites, things that have been compromised, and look for corporate identities that have been compromised. I had a customer who put this in, put it in the trial tenant, and was able to see real value out of it in the sense of it found a compromised user that whose accounts had been were up for bid on the auction site. It took that, it locked the account, and notified the administrator that that had indeed happened. And then that user was able to reset their password, do things like put in Azure multi-factor authentication in play, really mitigate that risk. But really, from what we're doing here today, is we're adding that to the main page here. The moment you add it to your tenant. Within, and it takes about 15 minutes to kind of maybe walk through this process overall for a first time scenario. Once you do that, it'll be pinned to your dashboard. And then I would say in about 24 hours, come back and look at all the risk-based events. See, all of these will light up and you'll be able to see it in a little bit better scenario. So as an example, this is kind of the test tenant to be able to set it up. But let's switch over to a demo environment to better understand what it looks like. Here we have our demo tenant. So as you can see here, this is kind of the landing page, the dashboard, if you will, when you first log into Azure AD Identity Protection. And so what we're gonna look here is just kind of drill down and understand why it thinks users are at risk. So for instance, this mod administrator of the demo tenant, there's one risk event. Drilling down, we can see that risk is going to be dependent upon an unfamiliar location, that IP address right there. Now, say that's actually a known IP address, there is the opportunity for the organization to enter in all the known IP addresses that users could come from, lower net risk score, and so basically helping the system understand what makes the most sense for your environment. And back over here, once we've actually determined the users for risks, and as a quick side note, should make mention that by putting this actually into play, by putting the Azure Identity Protection into play, you are only putting in monitoring mode. It's not actually doing anything to your users at first. It's just more to helping you gain an understanding of what could be potential issues. So you looked at those users for risk, the risk events that could potentially be coming into play. So that's the sign in from unfamiliar location. And then what are the vulnerabilities? What could we do to actually mitigate those issues? So in this case, the suggestion is enroll those users with multi-factor authentication so that when they are coming from those unfamiliar locations, that they are getting that second factor of prompting. System also allows you to actually go through and do the multi-factor authentication setup right from the get-go, kind of streamline that process. Stating what happens within the user risk profile is also key to this. Understanding how many users that's going to impact should you actually decide to go through that, definitely key to this equation as well. And then finally, the sign and risk policy. You know, what are we saying are the conditions are for in order to do these various triggers? Again, giving the organization the flexibility it needs to provide the right amount of security for their users while not impacting them from a day-to-day perspective. The last parts here are just regards to how often admins would like to actually get notified. You know, when there is a risk event, do we notify you immediately? Weekly digest of what potential events could be in play. Things that the administrators can do to better put a scenario in place to help your end users be able to access data and your information in a secure fashion. Back to the overview here. Again, very simple to put in play. There's no risk from you're not impacting your users the first time you put it in. It's more trying to gain an understanding of what your risk scores are today and then taking steps to actually mitigate those going forward. Thanks a lot for your time today.